on a hairnet.
I should have brought it in. I still have it in the car.
Not, you know, no tantrum, no nothing, but just I know him well enough to know that there is a level of disappointment in the fact that he does not have, you know, he does not have the helmet.
Right.
You know, and so that was a...
No, well, hold on, Mike.
Yes.
You had to wear a hairnet.
Yeah,
I did. And not the kind, not the netting kind. This is the sort of cloth paper.
You would see lunch ladies
wearing. Yeah, exactly. Like that. In fact, I believe my words were, let's make lunch. As soon as
excellent.
But I will say this, it keeps your hair neat, and it prevents disease, although the helmets really seem fine. They didn't seem gross at all. And frankly, the mustard color, I find fetching. I actually like that. So I'm cool with the helmet.
Looked cool in it, too.
And after the, I got a bit of a lecture from my father about motorcycles that, you know, maybe I'm not buying one. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm waiting to see. So I'm not maybe as committed.
Buzz's dad is not thrilled with the fact that he's doing it.
I'm committed to the
parade.
Somewhere
in my notes, I've got You mentioned that to me 2 days ago. Your dad called you over the weekend, right?
I talked to him.
Your line about it is funny, though.
Well, it reminded me of when I first got my bicycle, because his concern was at that level, you know, be careful. But this time, the reversal, instead of being too young to be out there, his concern is that I'm
too old.
Which you don't expect to hear from your dad. You know, right. Son, you're too old for that. And then the other thing was I got out of it by telling him that, Dad, I just want to do the things that you did, because I know he had a motorcycle, and that pretty much ended the argument right there.
So we
how'd
your dad look in his helmet?
I never saw him, and that was way back in the day. I was
a little
something guy.
That was mentioned.
Hairnets weren't that sophisticated back then.
They still had the netting.
Could you see Buzz's hairnet underneath?
Yeah, you could see the lunch lady hairnet poking out. You could see it poking out from just underneath the helmet.
Okay.
You know, that was minor. It wasn't wasn't the hairnet or the helmet as much as his reaction when they, you know, I really was paying attention to my own thing. So my focus really was just knowing him, just his little kind of look that he gave me, like, well, boy, I'm really glad they provided the upgraded helmet that I thought they'd bring for me.
It was mentioned. I wasn't banking on it, but I'd heard that there was a chance.
There's a chance they might bring him a shiny new one.
Uh-huh. But he had the old crappy one. All right, Buzz.
It was fine.
Mike, let me ask you, do you have anything you would like to say now?
No.
About Mike?
Not at this point, no.
Mm-hmm. Mike, let's move then to item number two.
Item number two is the pre-inspection of we pick out our motorcycles. We're supposed to pick out the type of motorcycle, touring or sport or, you know, motocross, you know, off-road type of thing, type of bike that we're going to want to ride. And I pick out a touring bike, which is a little lower to the ground, which is more of a, you know, a Harley type bike.
Right.
Buzz picks up more of the, I would say, the sport bike.
It's kind of a standard sport hybrid.
Hybrid bike, and it picks out the...
He picks out
the sport bike that would prove to be somewhat troublesome.
Yes.
A little bit later on. And so they're going through.
Mike, you're loving this.
I can't help it.
This provided great amusement for you.
I can't help it. And I can't wait to hear the jokes. You know that I was keeping it in check out there on the course.
Yes, you were.
I was having fun. And then after the threat later on, you know, when he basically, how did you put it again?
You want me to finish?
I realized that was Buzz's way of saying, you know, just give me a little more support here. And I think I did when I was there. Buzz knowing full well that as soon as we got on the air today, all that would be out the window. So we go through the checklist of the motorcycle. We're one of the things we are supposed to go over in our checklist is the five major components of operating the motorcycle, which are the the brake, the clutch, the throttle, the shifter and the foot brakes. Uh-huh. So we're going through all these things, and that is when a very key element of motorcycle operation that I even as a novice I thought Buzz might be aware of.
Are we leading up to a point here now?
Yes.
Is point number two?
It concerns the throttle, and that's the throttle. And this to me, of all the things today, this was my biggest laugh of the day, and I was keeping it in check. But this is when Buzz thought that the throttle on the motorcycle that you twist it forward to
accelerate.
To accelerate.
Isn't that the silliest thing? Can you believe that?
I almost fell off my motorcycle.
Laugh, I thought he'd die.
Do I
twisted forward to make the motorcycle go fast. And, you know, I mean, I just assumed even the most beginner.
We should ask people.
Oh my goodness!
You see,
do you think Rosie would have
really,
known, Mike?
Of all the
do
things,
you think Rosie would have known?
Rosie might have known. Yes, riding on.
I think he's going to take me for a ride in it.
Riding on the motorcycle with my newsman.
that is that.
But that was, and that one was, I mean, that's right out of the chute. We haven't even gotten on these bikes. We haven't fired them up yet. And that's when we're going through that checklist. Yeah. And I'm already ready to keel over laughing. But yeah. I'm trying to keep it in check because it's like, so you twist it forward to make it go, right? And I, you know, as I said, I didn't laugh too loudly at this point. And
but I can tell.
I know. It certainly wasn't a great start.
Let's be fair to Buzz.
Yes, I'm trying to be.
How long did it take you to grasp the concept
that on the
handlebar you pull it towards you to make it go for you? You twist the thing towards
I'll
you.
I'll back
to make
him
it
up
forward.
On that. He grasped that concept instantly.
Once I knew
how long, Mike, in
a second. I mean, it was because, you know, hey, once it's not going forward, you're twisting it. He knows it's a twisty.
Yeah,
you know,
he knows as much as I knew.
You know,
and the truth of the matter is, I have never been on a motorcycle before. I mean, right. This was my first time to straddle one ever. Mm-hmm. I was a passenger on one, but I mean, as a driver, first time ever. On a motorcycle,
I had
always seen people, you know, make the motion with their right hand.
I'm sure it's a common mistake.
You know, you
now, Mike, you're laughing.
Logically, it makes sense to me that if you're going to go forward, you would push the accelerator forward.
Yes, in the world of bizarro motorcycle riding, that's probably no. So that's how we got started. That even beyond the hairnet and the green helmet.
But the joy it gave you. I'm not able to grasp it instantaneously.
Thinking, you know, and this is just the way we all are, right? Uh-huh. I'm thinking, boy, I got a call. I got a call, Don. just with the throttle thing right there. And that was the big thing. That would really be the only move that I would consider a tarred move out there. You know, of the entire day, that would be the top of the heap. I don't think there's anything else that would be that significant. But there are, I believe, I have 1, 2, 3 more.
Oh, that's right,
3 more things on here.
All right,
hold on a second. Now we're getting some calls about this. Hello, and you're only halfway through your list, Mike.
This is true.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Buzz, way to go. I was wondering if you thought that maybe if you twisted it back, you'd find reverse.
I think that might have been a comment, you know. I think one of our instructors might have said, and we should remind you that motorcycles don't go in reverse.
Yeah, I know that already.
Get your wings, Buzz.
All right. Buzz is hanging in there.
Throttle can also be a verb, sir.
Now, Buzz, is it your contention? Is it your contention that most people would not know that?
I think it would be interesting to take a survey of non-motorcycle riders
and find out.
But I would think to go forward, you roll forward.
Hello, Don and Mike.
To me.
Hello, Don and Mike.
In the direction the wheels turn.
Hello.
Rolling forward.
Hello, you're on the air. Don and Mike show.
Oh.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's it going, guys?
Hi.
Hey, I got something for Buzz. If he's worried about the helmets, I heard that Harley is having a half-off sale on all their pink helmets so it can match his sweater.
Stop it now.
Come on now.
Now, we don't have to go there with Buzz. Yes.
There's no need. I mean,
by the way, pink is this year's black.
Don and Mike show.
I'll think about it.
Does that mean you're going to start to hate pink people?
I thought Robert was this year.
Hello?
Oh, he might need another bleaching.
Don and Mike.
Oh.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, you tell your dad it's never too late to hop on a Milwaukee vibrator.
Is that what they call motorcycles?
I like that nickname.
It's the Harley Davidson.
Now, I was going to ask this guy. He's a regular Harley guy. He knows about motorcycles.
I like that.
What we really need is somebody who's a novice and someone who's not listening to the show.
Hmm.
How about we call someone in management?
Yeah,
very good.
Where I'd start.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to nominate somebody.
Go ahead.
That would probably be a good way to do a survey and to check.
I mean, and maybe it is more common knowledge. I just never had any reason to know that before.
And in fairness, I had a mini bike, so I've been on a scooter and probably been on a sat on a motorcycle and revved it.
I think our president.
You think President Hughes?
Might be a good idea. Might as well go right.
He was great on 24 last night.
Yeah, fantastic.
When the big black president came in and the small white president said, I've terribly screwed things up. I'm just going to go in the other room now.
Is he in the Oval Office? No, he's down in the bunker.
He's in the bunker.
He's hiding in the bunker.
Okay, now.
Let me see.
Did anybody see him crawling on the floor today?
I saw him slither by.
He did.
Well, okay. That's right, because there's the big ratings party tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Beth Ann says to me, are you going to the ratings party? I said, I think. She said, I don't know who's going. She said, I know the salespeople have been ordered to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's always good for morale.
That's great for morale.
Order the salespeople to go to the ratings party.
Well, maybe somebody will get sloppy.
Michael Hughes, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Please be honest. Have you been listening to the show upstairs?
I have.
Okay, then we're going to we have to disqualify you.
Yeah. But you can ask him, though, if he knew, you know, if he has any experience on motorcycles.
All right, Buzz, you'll accept him as a witness?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Michael, would you know if you got on a motorcycle, which way to turn
the throttle
to make it go forward?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Have you ridden a motorcycle before?
Yes.
Ah, well, okay. There you go. Experienced rider, expected to know.
What about the first time you ever got on one?
It was a mini bike when I was about 8, and I crashed it into the fence and went to the hospital.
Okay, so you would have been an 8-year-old at that time, Michael. Did you know the direction to twist the throttle at 8 years old?
I didn't know much about anything at 8 years old.
Mm-hmm. Could you answer the question, please?
No.
You didn't know which direction.
You did not know at 8.
I would say no.
Okay, then Buzz, what I'm saying right now is you have the intellect of an 8-year-old.
Yeah, that's sort of the message that I'm getting. Yes.
Buzz, I'm kidding. I'm here to defend you.
Well, I know, but that was sort of the point Mike was making. I think is why he mentioned the age.
I was
his question.
Yeah, I was hoping for the comedic answer was yes, I knew which direction to twist it in, but then again, he's management.
Remember when you were 8, did you ever have the thing that went over your bicycle handlebar? And you twist it, and it made a motorcycle.
Yeah,
sound.
I remember that.
I didn't have one of those either.
Yeah, I did.
It was a child's toy.
I never had any trouble with it.
Had an 800-pound Schwinn.
Michael, this ratings party tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it going to be a happening affair? Swank affair?
Swanky affair. I don't know that I'd describe it as that.
Fun, celebratory.
Swank, is that okay.
Celebratory? Upbeat?
I think,
positive?
Heard that all the salespeople are required to attend?
We invited everybody who wants to come.
Will there be
if they like their job, they'll come.
That's the answer.
Will there be door prizes?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well,
I have a personal emergency at home, and
we're going to have a date auction. We're going to auction off dates.
Please understand, I'm a team player. I'm grateful for our ratings. I'll be there, but please know, American Idol does start at 8.
I understand.